Live Updates: Trump Holds Louisiana Rally. By Tony Lee on November 6, 2019. President Donald Trump will hold a Wednesday evening rally in Monroe, Louisiana, a day after last night's off-year elections. Stay tuned to Breitbart News for live updates. All times Eastern. 9:56 p.m., Trump says America is thriving like never before and says the best is yet to come as he closes out his rally with his standard lines. 9:50 p.m., Trump asks voters to show the corrupt, do-nothing Democrats that the American people are not backing down. Trump says it may be 120 degrees in the room but he is having a great time. 9:47 p.m., Trump says in the last election vile slander against the police went unanswered and he vows to combat anti-police rhetoric. 9:42 p.m., Trump says China likes him but they would rather have a different president in 2020. Trump says the country will not be taken advantage of any longer and can't go back to the days when the country was allowed to be ransacked and America's middle class and manufacturing base were allowed to be broken and decimated so elites could subsidize other countries with your money. Trump says he was elected to be the president of the United States and not the president of the world. 9:40 p.m., Trump says America is an economic powerhouse again like never before and talk up the elimination of job-killing regulations and the record tax cuts. Trump again talks about energy independence in Louisiana. 9:38 p.m., Trump now calls up the Robertson brothers on stage. Phil says all he wants is someone who is pro-God, pro-gun, and pro-duck hunting. 9:28 p.m., Trump now introduces GOP Senators Cassidy and Kennedy, who says it must suck to be that dumb after saying Speaker Pelosi is trying to impeach Trump in this great economy. He says the same people who are backing Pelosi are sending tens of millions of dollars to support Edwards even though all he has given Louisiana is decline and uncertainty. Kennedy says unless you're happy with crappy, I want you to vote for Eddie Rispone for governor. Rep. Abraham then stumps for Rispone. 9:26 p.m., Rispone says go Tigers but does not sound nearly as good as Ed Orgeron. 9:21 p.m., Trump says Rispone will put his business genius to work for Louisiana and introduces him. Rispone says Louisiana is Trump country. Rispone says voters can send a message to pro-impeachment Democrats by voting for him. He says he didn't think Democrats could go any lower until they started accusing him and Trump and their supporters of being racist. He says when Democrats start panicking and worrying, they play the race card, and it's unacceptable. He says they are calling Trump a racist even though the unemployment rates for minorities are at all-time lows. 9:17 p.m., Trump says he doesn't understand how radical liberals like Edwards want to raise taxes and think they can win on that agenda. Trump brags about his tax cut that was greater than Ronald Reagan's. He says billions and trillions are coming back into the United States and the country has the hottest economy anywhere in the world. Trump says Edwards is trying to demolish the state's economy by shutting down Louisiana energy. He says Edwards is owned by trial lawyers who are causing insurance rates to skyrocket. Trump says Edwards also care more about illegal aliens than Louisiana citizens. 9:15 p.m., Trump mocks OCP+3 and now talks about how Jane Fonda, who went to Vietnam to find out how nice they were, was arrested again and nothing changes. Trump says Edwards says good things about Trump but is a liberal. Trump says Abraham is a better man than he is for supporting Rispone after a hard-fought defeat. 9:12 p.m., Trump now wonders how Louisiana got a liberal governor. 9:11 p.m., I was your spokesman, Trump says of the 2016 election. I was representing you. 9:10 p.m., Trump now mocks Antifa and says they'll take a pass when the tough guys show up after telling his supporters that they are the elite. 9:07 p.m., Trump says Pocahontas, not a nice person, is now emerging from the ashes. Again says he has more Indian blood than Warren even though he has none but would love to have some. Trump says he will not let Democrats take the sacred right to vote away. He says Americans are fed up with the Dems' lies, hoaxes and scams. He says Democrats have created an angry majority that will vote the do-nothing Democrats out of office. Trump says Republicans will take back the House. He says he didn't run in 2018 and a lot of people are not going to vote unless he is on the top of the ticket. Trump says the media won't talk about the fact that Republicans picked up two Senate seats. 9:05 p.m., Trump rips Hunter Biden for getting consulting contracts with no energy experience after being thrown out of the military. He rips him for picking up $1.5 billion in 10 minutes after flying to China with Sleepy Joe. He says Democrats are trying to steal your vote and silence your voice. 9:03 p.m., Trump says extreme Democrats have been plotting to overturn the election results. Trump again rips the horrible, disgusting Washington Post for their campaign to impeach President Trump has already begun story. 9:02 p.m., Trump says Democrats are opposed to anything he wants and he should have said he did not want the wall so Democrats would have helped build it. 8:55 p.m., crowd chants lock her up as soon as Trump references crooked Hillary. Trump asks crowd if they would rather be at a Trump rally or LSU, Alabama. Cheers not as loud for the Trump rally. 8:53 p.m., Trump says Democrats are becoming increasingly totalitarian and want to overthrow American democracy to impose their socialist agenda. He again warns the country will face a depression the likes of which you've never seen before if Democrats get back power. 8:51 p.m., Trump says he has a message for the bloodthirsty savages. You don't stand a chance against the righteous might of the United States military. Trump said Conan the dog was the greatest hero. 8:45 p.m., Trump takes the stage to get the rally started. Trump says the crowd has spirit. He urges the crowd to vote for Rizbone and says he likes local reporters better than the fake news media. Trump tells the crowd he'll be in Tuscaloosa on Saturday for LSU, Alabama. 7:50 p.m., packed venue again. There could be a bit of a delay before Trump gets on stage.